packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away in your Chevrolet.
Number one this week, Dustin Lynch and Jelly Roll in the Chevrolet. Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. Stay tuned for our CBS update. No, check that. ABC, right, Bo?
Yeah, ABC.
I'll learn that one of these days. That's coming up next, followed by Community Conversation on the Morning Show. In fact, I think we might even have an old friend back on the air with us you might even recognize. Next hour on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, the news update is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It is 67 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris heads to Georgia today. She'll be discussing policies that restrict abortion access. Her husband, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, spoke with ABC News and addressed Republican criticism that Harris has not implemented her proposed policies during her term as vice president.
The vice president is there as part of the administration, not leading the administration. So as president, she's going to be able to put forth her policies and plans and effectuate those.
Former President Donald Trump is off the trail today. He has a rally tomorrow in North Carolina. The House will vote today on a measure that would require the Secret Service to apply equal standards of protection to major presidential candidates and sitting presidents. A district judge in Kentucky, Kevin Mullins, was shot and killed in his chambers. The Letcher County Sheriff, Sean Steins, is charged with first-degree murder. This is ABC News. Audio has been released from a July 4th active shooter incident at Yellowstone National Park.
911 emergency.
It started with a phone call about a concession employee at Yellowstone threatening another employee and threatening to shoot up the main cafeteria.
He said a guy is threatening to kill her and shoot up the EDR tomorrow.
The next day, while rangers were looking for that employee, he emerged from the woods shooting at them. Heard on body-worn camera audio, rangers responded, yelling for everyone to take cover as he got into a gun battle with them. The shooter was killed, and a ranger was hit.
We'll secure the firearm!
Alex Stone, ABC News.
The doctor who led New York City's response to the COVID-19 pandemic admits that he attended a party and a dance while urging regular citizens to stay home. Dr. Jay Varma, then Mayor Bill de Blasio's top public health advisor, says he did not use the best judgment. Statement comes after a conservative podcaster posted hitting camera video of Varma talking about the parties. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
A high temperature of 84 degrees today with some sunshine. Southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear this evening and a low of 55. Partly sunny, still rather warm Saturday with a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward evening and a high of 85. Showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday night and a low of 58. And Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance of showers in the morning and a high near 70.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The final night market of the year is coming up Friday in Richland Center. Join the Greater Richland Area Chamber Night Market at the Richland Center Depot, 397 West Seminary, from 4:30 until 8:30. Enjoy live music by Logan Ballant. Shop from local vendors. Grab a bite from delicious food trucks and experience a night full of community fun. It's the perfect way to kick off your weekend. So bring your family and friends and join the excitement at the night market this Friday in Richland Center.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Our morning show from WRCO and WRCE focuses on the Richland School District. It's our monthly visit from Carrie Stoltz, Director of Marketing and Communications, and she's brought along some friends today. It's nearly homecoming time, so we're going to talk to student council members Lily Parker and Ava Cosgrove today. And Carrie, certainly the months go by, but you start school, you kind of hit the ground running, don't
you? Yeah, it's so fast. I mean, it's the 20th already of September. It feels like we were just getting ready for the first day of school and talking about some of the initiatives that are happening, and homecoming has been on my calendar for a very long time, but it's in October. I mean, events start the 30th, but the dance and the parade and everything are in October, and so you flip that month and it's like, whoa, that's right there, right there. So yeah, we're trying to prep early and get ready, and the student council has been great. There's signs and posters all over the school. They're doing lots of fun stuff and trying to let the kids know about it. And, you know, in the midst of all that, there's all the other stuff happening. So the greenhouse got delivered at the intermediate school. 7th and 8th grade was selling cookies this morning. There's all sorts of games and activities happening. The volleyball team swept last night. Yeah. The soccer team tied. It's just like there's all this amazing stuff going on. And we get to kind of put the cherry on the top with homecoming coming up, too.
Yeah, I was going to mention the soccer team. You had a chance to watch your son play last night. But how fun was that? It was just a perfect atmosphere last night, wasn't it?
It was, but, you know, super thankful that we moved up the time a little bit, because about the minute we got back to our house after the game, the skies just parted. So it was
That was a wise move.
It was very, very wise call there. Yeah. So yeah, that was nice to get it in. The cross-country team I know got delayed to tonight, I think. So it was very, very fortunate to bump that up just a pinch. So yeah.
So you've started your job. You're a few months in. How are things going? Everything going all right?
Yeah, real good, hopefully. If anybody's got any feedback for me, I'm happy. You can email me. It's going great. It's a great time to be part of the district. It's an exciting time and just a really fun time. And it's so nice to have the kids back and the energy that they bring to the school and all the things that they're doing and all the things there are to be excited about. And, you know, everywhere from the primary to the intermediate to the high school. I mean, we had the governor here. That was super exciting. Things are happening. And even beyond our small community or even kind of the surrounding, the state is noticing that things are happening and that our district is really, really on the forefront of making sure that we're great and telling people how great we are and really making sure that we're letting our kids know and our parents know and our community know and that we're celebrating our amazing students that are part of the Richland District.
Superintendent Steve Board was here last week, and he was talking about numbers being up. I know the third Friday in the month, which I think is today,
is
the pupil count, right?
It is today.
And that's a key date, but you've had some people coming into the district this year.
We have. It's been great to see, and I, you know, just from the soccer team, I know a couple foreign exchange students, and that's exciting to see them being there and kind of bringing their perspective and their kind of new ideas and new eye-opening moments even about the U.S. has been kind of fun to see. We have kids coming in, you know, it seems like almost every day we're getting an email about a new enrollment with the different offerings that the district has, from the online academy to partner to the small school within a school that we're doing now, plus like the different offerings that teachers and advisors are having for the kids and the AP courses and the dual credit classes. I went to that meeting the other night. Like, it's just really amazing to see the district really embracing all of our kids and all the different learning styles and all the different needs there are, and really being able to step into those and offer kids and families and parents what they need to be successful. It's really an exciting time to be here.
And in a musical this fall too, as well. With Grease, right?
Yes. So Grayson Banker is actually the goalie on the soccer team, the kicker on the football team, and the lead in the play.
Yeah, he's got a few things going on this fall, doesn't he?
Yeah, just a few. But yeah, I actually talked to Liz Niemeyer last night at the soccer game, and they're doing rehearsals are coming up, and they, you know, you hear the kids every once in a while practicing, and she said plenty of the music is high, so some of the guys are having to kick up to that falsetto plenty. But I think Grease Lightning is a kid's car or something like that. So,
it's not the full size.
And, you know, we just couldn't quite bring a big old car on stage there. So they're moving right along, getting excited. That'll probably be kind of the next thing that we're really promoting and talking about once homecoming's over. And there's always something. It's so exciting to see on the calendar, you know, that there's always something coming up, always something going on. And even with homecoming, there's the alumni and, you know, the community will get involved, and it's just a great time. Super great. And I'm so excited to be a part of it for not the first time, but a more integral part for the first time.
You brought along some friends today, some council members and a mystery guest as well, right?
I did. Yeah, the girls are here with me, Ava and Lily. They are the student council president and vice president. And then they also have a team kind of under them of other seniors and underclassmen who are working on different committees for homecoming. There's parade and dance and game. Or
citizens talent, and then oh gosh, what's the other one? Pep assembly. Yeah. In the meetings, like, the meetings go so well until it's like time to start working. And then there's a deadline to everything. And everyone's doing great. Like, there's so much good things that are happening in our council this year. But we do have a new advisor, so we're all learning. And we've done this for the past 4 years, but we haven't seen like all the behind the scenes just in our committees. So it's a great time to be in the council, but it is It is getting a little stressful, but it's always good. A little stress is always good.
And who's the new advisor, Lily?
Miss LeSavage, Deanne LeSavage. She's from Spring Green. Okay. She's been part of our school for the past 4 or 5 years, and she's great. So yeah. We love her.
So that's the first big thing for the student council in this school year then.
Yep. We've been working since the beginning of June. So we picked out our theme, and we started going. Started going right with it. Everyone had to contact everybody, and we really couldn't start much until school started. Voting's happening for class representatives right now, and we're just trying to promote the week as much as we can. I think posters are bombarding everyone in the halls, but as much as we can get out, we're trying. So,
Ava, could you talk about the theme this year?
Yes, the theme is Hornets in Hollywood. So we have dress-up days that correspond with that. The first day is impersonate a celebrity, so you can dress as Adam Sandler or whoever you want to.
This is not a vocal performance, so you dress like them.
No, yeah.
You don't talk like them, okay.
Yep, and then day two is stunt double day, so you'll find a friend and you guys can pair together and dress as whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And then day three is pre or post Oscars, so you can either dress as up like for the Oscars or you can wear pajamas as if it's after. And then you have your usual class color day on Thursday and then homecoming spirit on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a full week of events, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Sure. The senior's going to win a lot of the competition this year then?
Oh, well, we hope.
We better.
It really is like we're trying to balance everything, making sure everyone has a good week, but then making sure our senior class is doing the best we can because you know, we want to win, but we want to win for a reason, not just because we're the senior class or whatever. So we've been putting in a lot of work. It's definitely going to be like a weight lifted off us once homecoming is done, but it's always the best week of the school year.
And the dance is Saturday night then?
Yes.
For sure?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Which a lot of people will be playing in the light parade, and then we'll come back all together and have a good dance.
Yeah, that's happened before. So two parades in Richland Center that weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
And the parade is coming along. I know you've been making plans for that pretty well.
Yes, we have a really good lineup. We were struggling with getting everyone's forms in, but we have plenty. The parade's going to be great still, so.
And people can get forms. In fact, we have them on our counter out here as well.
Yep, and they're on the district office.
In the district office.
Yep.
Okay. They'd like to be a part of the parade. It's usually really well attended and too.
Yep.
So good. Getting that all in gear. What's your favorite part of homecoming, Ava?
I just like the atmosphere of the school, but I am especially excited for my volleyball game. We're playing Platteville. So we lost to Platteville at their hometown, but we were very close, so it'll be a really exciting game.
It's been a good year. You know, you had the nice win against Dodgeville, and Lancaster was a tough team. That went well last night, I understand.
Yeah, we won against them in only 3 games. But yeah, it was a close game. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The whole conference is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think Richland Center is pretty good too. So
I think so too.
Right? But it seems like your team is kind of coming together. It looks like you're playing well as a team.
Yeah, we are very connected as like one, and that's like our biggest thing is if you play all together as like one person, it like really helps. So staying connected with your team and communicating is it's a key. It's a key factor.
What are some other things that you're involved in, Lily?
I'm soccer managing right now. So sometimes I'm questioning why I do it, but it's always fun. I always have a blast doing it.
And that's no easy task either. There are a lot of things to do.
No, I know. And like they're very appreciative and I'm just there to have fun, really. But it's awesome seeing all the progress because I've been doing it since sophomore year and seeing like members of my class being upperclassmen on the team. It's really cool to see.
Great. Well, great to have you two along. Carrie, we also brought along the Grand Marshal of the parade this year.
We did. And I think if he introduces himself, everybody may instantly recognize who our Grand Marshal is going to be this year.
Good morning, Ron Fruit. How are you?
Good morning, Phil Nee. I am just fine. Thank you.
I about fell over when you walked in this morning.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought I was being replaced all of a sudden.
You know, now you know how Ebenezer Scrooge felt, you know, when the ghost of Christmas past suddenly made an appearance.
So you're the ghost in this scenario.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, how did it feel when you got the call that you were going to be the Grand
Marshal? I was really honored and I think humbled because I know that there are literally hundreds of Grand Marshals that could serve as the Richland Center Homecoming Parade Grand Marshal, and many of them arguably much more qualified and deserving than myself. But it really felt good. And it's a special year because this is the 50th year since the class of 1974 left Richland Center High School. So that makes it, you know, many of my classmates, you know, will come back. They're going to march in the parade. And so it just makes it a special time. And it's really fun. Plus, one of the fun things about being retired was I actually had a chance to see the parade as a spectator. And it was awesome. You know, so I've had a chance to see two without announcing. And it really was fun to be able to just sit back and take the grandchildren and watch the young people of the school district and the community all come together in what's a very unique setting.
Plus the candy. I mean, that's, you don't really get that when you're standing at the grandstand.
No, not so much.
You got to sit up close to the beginning of the parade and get your baggies ready and be ready.
With good arms, once in a while, they'll get to the announcing stand, but not very often. How many grandchildren do you have now, Ron?
Seven.
Yeah. Wow.
Seven.
And well, they'll probably all be there along the route to.
Well, the ones from Montreal will be in spirit.
Oh, that's right.
So, and we'll see, because Darren and Sarah, our youngest son and daughter-in-law, are both teachers. It's difficult for them to be able to get away. And sometimes Darren is at West Salem and Sarah is at DeSoto. And so sometimes their homecomings line up. So schedules aren't, they don't get easier as you get older. They just get more interesting.
Okay. So, sure. Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to have you back here.
Thank
when the
you.
Theme music plays on the air, do you sometimes get nervous? Like, where am I supposed? I got to be behind the microphone or something.
There are times when I have had dreams that I was on the air and had dead air. You know, that awful feeling that you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, and it's just embarrassing. And
I have that every day.
So, but otherwise, no. Retirement has been good. And that has probably been the question I've answered more than any other, is how is retirement? And it is good. And I think when you look forward to a vacation, the old staycation where you think, I'm going to be home and get all these things done, that's retirement's full-time job, is just to be able to do those things. And many people have given me advice, and I think it's really good, is to stay physically and mentally active. That if you look at retirement as just simply a time to stop, you've made the biggest mistake of your life because your life isn't going to last. But if you look at it as a chance to retool and do some different things you want to do instead of things you have to do, be able to contribute in different ways, you know, find some new hobbies, that you have the best chance to live the best quality of life through the years that you get to retire. So it's not that you stop working, it's maybe that you get to refocus and retool a little bit in the directions you go. And so in many ways, Phil, we're as busy as we ever were and wonder how could we do all these things if we still had to work. So boy, it's really good that we don't have to go to work every day.
Right. Well, they tell me when you retire every night is like Saturday night. I don't know if that's true or not. But
So does that mean you're going to be on the radio?
Probably in my own room playing to me.
June will really love that.
Yeah, exactly. She will. So, yeah, and we get asked a lot about you, too. And I always say, well, the only time I ever see him is at a funeral. So it's fortunate that you're here today in a different circumstance.
Well, I've had a chance to, you know, be more involved in ministry.
Right.
You know, I'm a lay pastor in the community. And a rewarding part of that is the ministry that we do at nursing homes at Pine Valley Community Village in our house and at Schmidt Woodland Hills. I'm on city council now, and that is an eye-opening experience. You think you go to the meetings and report so you know what's going on, and then you really sit in the chair and you realize just how much those who've come before you and those who are serving with you have had to work and learn and grow and make difficult decisions, and you appreciate the people who make your city and county go. It's just a really interesting perspective. And then it's been a great year to mow grass. I really like to mow grass. I mean, it's the one thing you can do in life. You go 10 feet and you turn around and you go, boy, I'm awesome. Look at what I've done. You know, but this year it's only lasted for a day.
Right.
But so, you know, Mother Nature has made sure that your lawnmower, you know, is good. But in retirement, I can have sharp blades already.
Right.
Previously, I never would have had the chance.
You weren't as sharp.
No, yeah. I certainly wasn't.
The other burning question I want to ask is, how's the outhouse door on the Ashridge Cemetery outhouse?
Well, it's doing extremely well. I'd like to say that it's nice that you're privy to that information and that everyone needs a destination, you know, so they know where to go.
Right, exactly. Well, good work on that, too.
I guess a little background. It's like, where in the world did that come from? Well, one of the opportunities I've had is to mow the cemetery at Ash Ridge, where I grew up, which is actually carved out of the home farm. And so in fact, probably all my siblings and my cousins and my aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews at one time or another has taken a turn at mowing the Ash Ridge Cemetery. And I did when I was younger. Then I also did a stint when my older boys, Jeremy and Greg, so the three of us did it. And so now I'm returning as a senior citizen to mow the cemetery. And so some of the maintenance tasks, you know, and I made the mistake of mentioning to Phil that the outhouse door needed to be repaired. And so as a result, knowing that follows me everywhere I go.
Well, not everywhere.
but fun nonetheless.
Yeah.
It's a good way to do something.
No doubt about it. And in transition of the morning show next, we're going to talk about teepee. So that's when we'll return with more in just a moment here.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them. With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise. No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures. It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Welcome back, students and teachers. On behalf of all of Rockwell, we would like to thank everyone who participated in the back-to-school supply drive, and we're wishing you all a happy and healthy school year. We would also like to extend a thank you to all truck drivers. September 15th through the 21st is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Be sure to thank a truck driver for all of their hard work and dedication.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
We had an active market on both cattle and calves at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $450 to $650, with beef crossbred calves to $810. Fleshy beef cows sold from $122 to $141, with the milk-down dairy cows $89 to $116. A lightweight Jersey bull sold at $125, with two big fleshy heavy bulls $147 to $154. The Horse and Colt Show in Biola is this Friday and all day Saturday, something for everyone, and no gate expense to any of the many events. Due to the Biola Horse and Colt Show, we have moved our second Friday sale in September to Friday, September 27th. In October, we'll be back to our regular schedule of the first and third Fridays. Early consignments for next Friday's sale include 11 Holstein steers, 850 pounds, 15 white-faced steers and heifers, 7 to 8, 17 black steers and heifer calves, 3 to 350, 7 black crossbred steers, 4 to 600. Contact Darren Colton or Jim if you have a cattle to sell at any of our upcoming sales. We don't require or recommend that you ship your cattle in on Thursday or even on Wednesday. This just adds to the stress to your cattle. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market, serving the farmers of a five-county area.
Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop final Anything Summer 50-cent sale and all single-piece glassware items 10 cents. Stop in often, new items added daily. Like them on Facebook and check out the current sales and special silent auction items. Shop smart, where your donations are always appreciated and the profits from your purchases have helped support area nonprofit agencies for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whipple's famous. At Whipple's Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whipple's Hybrids.
Welcome back to our morning show from WRCO Radio, and we're talking about homecoming and some great things with the Richland School District today, and we have members of Student Council here, Lily Parker and Ava Cosgrove, and I wasn't fooling. You guys wanted to talk a little bit about toilet paper this year for homecoming.
Yes, it's a good tradition, but to line the streets with toilet paper for the parade, but we do have, like, no TP signs for your house, which you just have to call the high school office, and then they'll redirect you to our advisor. And then just leave your name and contact information, and we'll make sure that we reserve a sign for you.
That's a nice thing that they implemented some years ago, though, for people that don't want the clutter.
No, exactly. And it's not fun to pick up, especially since there's always rain, or the morning dew is always getting the toilet paper soggy all in your yard.
Mm-hmm.
Not fun to clean up.
Sure. So that's one thing you want to do. Contact the district again if you want your sign.
Yep. And then they'll take you to our advisor. And you will have to come pick them up from the high school office if you're interested. But they are there for you.
Are you both going to be involved in the Powder Puff game then?
Volleyball is not allowed.
We are not allowed to.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's probably smart because one of our teachers got injured last year.
Yes. Oh, okay. But I am doing it. I'm doing it this year. I did it freshman year, and I don't know anything about football. And so it was a little hard. But I've seen it a few years now. I'm ready to win it this year.
That's awesome. What position are you going to play then? Quarterback?
Oh, or? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Freshman year, they were telling me quarterback. I thought I was playing it, but they all told me I wasn't. So we'll see. We'll see what they put me at. But we have some good coaches. They'll help us who don't know.
Who generally coaches the Powder Puff game?
Wes Bosworth and Braden Kleppy.
Oh, okay.
They get into it. So we're going to win this year. We haven't won yet.
Ah.
But you know what? We have experience, and we're seniors. We have to win. So there's no way that we can't win this year.
Well, start practicing now. You've got a couple of weeks.
I know. We said we were going to get together to have the boys who are playing the volleyball, but everyone's so busy. But we do need the practice because it's kind of embarrassing when we lose.
Okay. Ava, what about the skits? Are you doing those this year for homecoming?
Yes. I don't think I'm a part of it, but we have a bunch of our class a part of the skit. Mm-hmm. Can't say what it is, no, so the underclassmen don't find out, no. But it'll be good. And then we also have a talent that we are actually in charge of, Lily and I are, yeah. So... it'll be good. It's going to be a sob fest for the teachers.
Yes.
We're trying to get them.
That's how we're going to try and win. We just got to make the teachers cry.
And make them miss us. Yes, so.
Exactly. And we have a new addition this year. We're doing a movie trailer. It's not like required of the classes, but since our theme's Hornets in Hollywood, we wanted to have like a ceremony kind of all these movie trailers, and then if you did it, you just get extra points added to your total for the week. And we're really trying to have like the point system throughout the week. So we have like this huge plywood sign that'll display all the points throughout the week. So yeah. We just wanted to like really make the excitement huge throughout the school, because ever since COVID, it's gotten a little hard just getting everyone involved and want to be a part of everything. And so that's what we were really trying to boost this year, I think.
I think it's important to put the rankings and yes. How everybody's doing, so yeah, they kind of know.
So everyone's on the same page, and they're not confused, and it's not like, oh, the seniors are going to win. We're going to win because we did the best. That's what our goal was this year. So
you mentioned talent. Is it like a talent show?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. So each class participates. The 7th and 8th grade, they do not. But, yep, each class has a talent, and then they have, like, 5 minutes to do it. And then we have teachers who no one's supposed to know that they're the judges. And then we have, like, the point system down for them, which that's only on Friday. So throughout the week, we play the Powder Puff Volleyball in, like, our homerooms throughout the week. And then Friday is all the big events, so...
Sounds like a good time. Sounds like you guys have everything pretty well planned out.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah. It's gonna be a great week.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All your ducks in a row. Anything else you want to add about homecoming?
I don't think so. I think we've touched on everything.
Yep.
It's exciting, and just we hope that like the community is feeling the same way that the school is.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing, I think.
And we hope people will attend all the home events. Yeah. In fact, volleyball, Ava will have a match that night too.
Yep, so. Tuesday night. Yep.
That's right. You're on Tuesday night this week. And soccer on Thursday?
Thursday. And then after the soccer game, we have the huge Powder Puff Volleyball tournament kind of thing, which is really good to kick off on Friday events. So.
Well, good luck with everything. I know we'll be seeing you.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you bet. Looks like you've got a good group in here. Obviously, you don't even have to worry about
it. I know, right? Sure. Just let them take it all, right? Yeah, it'll be fine. Yes, they're learning a lot about marketing and a lot about event planning and all these great things. And Student Council really is a great organization. They do really awesome work. So if any of the students are listening and interested in joining Student Council and being a part of homecoming coming up, you have some great role models here who really have done a wonderful job of integrating the school and all the classes and even the 7th and 8th grade as they've moved up to the high school. And even our younger kids, like there's some fun things going on with the primary and intermediate school too. So really trying to get our kids and our community involved. You mentioned having your ducks in a row. We will also, there's also the duck race that's after the parade. So that's a really fun time. And if you are needing tickets, you can contact anybody at the district, or I think all the sports teams are selling duck tickets. Is that what you say now?
Ducks.
The Booster Club's amazing. They've done so much for our teams and support our school so well. If the community is interested in supporting them with the duck race, we always appreciate that. And that's kind of a fun, interesting tradition that Richland Center has. So another great thing to take part in over the homecoming weekend. And then I know there's reunions happening for classes. Ron mentioned his 50th is coming in. So yeah, if you're in the community and part of one of those classes that are getting together, it's a great opportunity. I mean, it's we say homecoming is kind of this word, but it's homecoming, right? You're supposed to come home to your alma mater and really support it and be a part of all the wonderful things that are happening in the community that weekend. So
that's what it's all about. The parade at 3 that day, and then the duck race sponsored by the Boosters comes up right afterwards on Court Street. Ron, last year they really got it to kind of fine-tuned with the help of Mr. Harlan's class.
Well, it always was difficult, and you and I remember many years where, you know, getting enough water to come down Court Street, and it would be on the curb there on the north side of the street. And then Adam Harlan's class put together really kind of this slip and slide, if you will, that went the full length of the block. And it was clever. It really worked well. And I think it was easier to determine the winning duck. It was safer. It was just a really good opportunity, I think, to use education and ingenuity, you know, to give students a chance to build something and contribute in another way of involvement in homecoming, but then to serve the community at the same time. Certainly the Boosters benefited, and it was just a good opportunity. But then again, you see the involvement of the community. Hard to have a duck race without the fire department, you know, and the fire department's involvement with the city. And it takes a village to make homecoming successful. And when the village all comes together to make that happen, I think it's just really good. And it's nice to see the other classes. And certainly you and I noticed that over the years. It was a number, I'm not sure which homecoming it was. Remember, there was a real push to try to involve previous, and it's been a number of years ago, to try to get classes to come back. And I think that was successful, and I think it was good. And I think that the continued challenge is to have people be in those parades. But I think it's not about being the best class that ever graduated from Richland Center High School. It's about being the best your class can be. And we've watched community contributions from different classes that have graduated at Richland Center High School. And I guess that's a challenge I'd make to Lily and Ava this morning, is to be the best that your class can be and allow this homecoming to just really be enjoyed, and participation is so critically important. And for me, when I think about being in school, the class of 1973 and the class of 1975, they were the bookends kind of in our class, and how many good friendships and good things happened, you know, when you mix those together. And so homecoming's a time to kind of renew some of those friendships beyond your own opportunity to see your own classmates.
You've been an outstanding alumnus. How does being the parade marshal rank there in terms of...
It really is a joy. Uh-huh. It's humbling. My parade wave probably will be really poor. You know?
Beauty queen.
But it's truly an honor and an opportunity to... it just really is an honor. Very, very delighted to be asked. And like I say, I know there are others who... are just incredibly deserving, but I'm really thankful to Student Council for the privilege of being the Grand Marshal of the Homecoming Parade.
And the class of 74 has plans that weekend, it sounds like?
Yeah, throughout. We're fortunate. We have a good committee, and I have to say that I'm really proud of so many members of my class that have just really done some very, very good things. And our committee has worked really hard, tried to make the reunion accessible for as many people as possible with different events, and really mirrors what the class of 73 did last year for their 50th reunion, where, you know, trying to involve at the football game, you know, go and participate and support the current Hornets, then come together, do some special events and something on Saturday, and then we conclude with a potluck on Sunday. And so, and people have worked really hard to make sure that it all falls together. And now we just need everybody to come. But the interesting thing of it is our class at one time was very close to 200 members. And I don't remember what our exact number when we graduated. But, you know, you think about the size of the classes in the mid-70s and how society and schools throughout our entire region and country have changed in a half century.
Yeah, it really has. So your class will celebrate 50 years. And in fact, the radio station celebrates 75 in October, too. So some special things going on.
Big time. Fall's a fun time, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And then all of the schools in the area, River Valley has its next week. Riverdale does as well. And then Richland Center. And then Ithaca's is late this year, October 12th. So getting into homecoming time. Carrie, anything else you'd like to add about the new school year? And
No, we're off to a great start. We're super excited to be Hornets, and we love to have the community come out and support all of our teams and all of our kids in any way they can, especially for homecoming, but anytime, really. Like you mentioned, we were at there were people supporting volleyball last night and soccer, and it's just really great to have our community behind us. And the kids, they really feel it. They really, really do. And so I know maybe it, you're like, oh, do I really want to get out and go to the event tonight? But really, please do. Please come. Please support our kids. They do great work, and they're just awesome, awesome people. And I'm so lucky to get to be in the school with them and see the really amazing, amazing people that the Richland School District is getting to be a part of building. And it's awesome.
There are lots of new clubs, too, and, you know, people are joining those right now.
Yeah,
and
they kids had actually a day. They all the clubs had their rooms, and the kids got to talk to some of the younger students about being a part of that club. And we have new advisors all the time and new teachers even. Some of the Laura's playing middle school volleyball, and I know the coach is Lizzie Forehand, who was a student and is now a teacher, has come back, but she's new this year. And just one of the great, amazing staff people that have come back and are part of the community. And we're so blessed to have them. And so it's just such a joyful time to see these new teachers coming out of school with new ideas and fresh ideas. And we also have the Mentorship Academy, which kind of takes our teachers who have been in place for a long time and pairs them with one of our new teachers so they can all learn from each other. And there's just this synergy of ideas and fun things happening and fun people. And even when it's not fun, even when it, you know, you have to kind of do the work, like the girls were saying, it's a lot of work for homecoming. But as Ron was saying, when you kind of have all those pieces click together, it really makes for an amazing event. And, you know, the school is just one part of it. The alumni are just one part of it. The community is just one part of it. The district is just one part of it. But it really is a synergy and an amazing opportunity when we all get together. So it's a great day to be a Hornet.
Yeah, there you go. And I know that the roof work was completed right about the start of school. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Check that one off the list. The roof is great. Everybody's staying dry. So we're happy to be secure and safe in the high school building. Plenty of new things coming, especially next summer. Kind of the referendum dollars will kind of start seeing the construction on those. There's plenty of planning and designing and those kind of things happening during the year, but construction is easier when the kids aren't in the building. So the community will see some of those things taking place more so this summer, but plenty of background, all the ground laying that you have to do for any project is happening this year. So it's exciting.
Exciting time. Absolutely. So what's the next project for the big project for student council after homecoming?
Well, our first blood drive is in November. So okay. That'll obviously that's not our whole council, but that's definitely like the next important thing that needs to be planned out. And so we have a good turnout for it.
Okay. So. Anything else through the year then that you can think of that you look forward to with student council, Ava?
We just really pick up like small events, like during Christmas time, we like to bring the spirit of the building, or mm-hmm. end of the year, we make the last day of school very fun. And mm-hmm. then we have those blood drives throughout the year. We always just try to do little things for the school. So mm-hmm.
always looking for school improvement with the students. So,
well, you do a great job. So start planning now for your first class reunion next year.
Yes.
Come back for the homecoming.
That's the next thing.
And as Ron will attest to, those 50 years go by pretty fast, don't they?
They go by incredibly fast. It's amazing how quick time passes. And but so enjoy. In fact, if that's the one piece of advice I could give to students, it would be to do exactly what Lily and Ava have said, is get involved, participate while you have the chance. And maybe you feel silly dressing up, or maybe your talent is less than what would get you on America's Got Talent. But, you know, get in there and do your best, because you only have that one chance. And you never know how what you are doing may impact your future, who may see or what you may learn about yourself or some opportunity you create by involvement.
Yeah, well said. I had somebody come up to me the other day and said they saw me when I was in high school in a play playing Snoopy, and they'd never forgotten that. And I'm like, well, that was only 45 years ago or whatever it was, you know, but I was playing a dog back then, I guess.
Made an impact.
You just never know. Anyway, well, thanks for bringing in guests today, Carrie.
Thanks for having us.
Ron, don't be a stranger, too.
All right.
So we'll see you in the parade.
Okay, we'll look forward to it.
Yeah, you'll be leading the way. Is Beth riding with you, or is...
I don't think so. You know, so, well, I'm not sure.
Got the convertible booked, so okay. I mean.
The other big question I have for me all the time is about the Moline. So if you still have that around?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. So
maybe every day.
So she she could drive and you could ride on the drawbar.
I mean, we could put him on that, but, you know,
only the best.
But then you'd be praying that it would quit right in the middle of downtown Richland Center.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, at least you admit it.
I would. Thanks, everyone, for coming in today. We appreciate it. It's been fun. So
thank you, Phil.
You bet. Director of Marketing Communications, Carrie Stoltz, Lily Parker, President of the Student Council, Ava Cosgrove, Vice President, and Ron Fruit will be the Grand Marshal at this year's Richland Center Homecoming Parade. Again, that is 2 weeks from today.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Oak Hooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Remember, we have those records for sale here. I didn't mean to hurt anybody's feeling by saying record collectors are nerds, but I tell you, it's a fun thing for them. You get a little nerdy, just like collecting comic books and all kinds of other things. Oak Hooch Books and Libations, where there's collections of great things with really smart guys telling us which one. Downtown Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising childcare costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new childcare slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
Hello, everyone. Kenny, the wannabe baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
This weekend marks the fifth weekend of the high school football schedule, and WRCO Sports features another great game of the week. This time we'll be in Cashton as the Eagles play host to the visiting Ithaca Bulldogs. Join us for the game with a pregame time at 6:40, sponsored by Matesnik Power Sports, and then kickoff at 7 o'clock. Plus, join us between 10 and 11 that night for scores around the state, courtesy of the Football Friday Night Show. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us this weekend.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Our topic today is online funding. Mark, sometimes you hear about GoFundMe accounts to try and help families out. How do those work?
Sure. So you do see this a lot when it, especially like a young person will pass away, is somebody will start a GoFundMe account or another online account to help to pay for the funeral. As a funeral home, I want to tell you to be very leery of these accounts for a lot of good reasons. Sometimes the accounts work exactly like they're supposed to. But a lot of times, the person that starts the account is not the person that is legally obligated to pay for the funeral. So the person that is collecting money that you're going to donate to because you want to help out your friend, or usually I'll say a younger person because of just the situations they're in, is you donate to this fund, but the money I would say in my experience, less than 50% of the time gets turned over to the funeral home to actually pay for the funeral expenses. A person may be a friend, they want to start it, they want to help the family, but they are not under any legal obligation to give that money to the funeral home to pay for the funeral. Should they? Yes. Ethically and morally, that's what it's set up to do. They absolutely should do what they're saying to do. But be very cautious of it. In our experience of a funeral home, it's something that sounds really good. And we do like that people want to help out. They want to help pay for these younger individuals' funerals or to assist in the payments that maybe their parents or a young married couple or they just can't make those payments. What we highly suggest doing is actually, if you want to do this, is you can pay the funeral home directly. The funeral home will keep the money. We'll kind of keep an accounting of it. If you want people to know you gave it, that's fine. We will line item it on the invoice of, you know, who gave $20, who gave $1,000, you know, who gave whatever. Otherwise, we can also put people down as anonymous. We do have people that'll do that, that'll want to pay for part of the funeral, and they don't want anybody to know who did it. And sometimes that's the condition of the payment, is we can never tell who the payee was. So there will be funerals that will have anonymous payment sources, and the only person that ever knows is the funeral home and the payee. But with online funding sources, it is easy. I get why people do it. It's a click. You don't actually have to call anybody. You're on paper supporting that individual and paying for their funeral. But check who the person is that is in charge of the funding source. Is it the person that's actually in charge of the funeral? Are they even listed in the obituary? Sometimes that might be your red flag of, this person isn't even listed. Are they going to turn that money over to the funeral home? So it's a good idea. We do encourage people, if you do want to help out that family, give the money to the family member that you know. You know, if you want to be sure that it goes to the funeral, you can write the check right out to the funeral home. Because we will have individuals that will say, I want to pay the funeral home directly. Not so much that it's a financial burden, but we all understand how the world works. And sometimes in our lives, we all have people that, you know, if they could make the wrong decision of what to do financially, they will. We know who they are. We all have them in our lives of, we know that they're not necessarily going to pay the bill that is before them, or that, you know, that they just can't handle the bill. It is something that the funeral home will be able to work with you if you do want to make a payment outside of the online. Now, we may not tell you what the bill is, what the total bill is, because that's more of a contract between the funeral home and the individual. But before you do an online funding source, really kind of try to figure out who the person is that is setting the account up.
In the case of, let's say it's someone who they were kind of down on their luck, maybe they have no money to pay for a funeral, you know, the state mm-hmm. steps in, but then somebody else wants to help. How does that work?
Sure. And the same rules can apply. The state can step in, but if you do get state funding, it only covers maybe 30 to upwards of 50% of the bill. The rest of the bill is the responsibility of the next of kin of that individual. So even if the state comes in and assists, it's assistance. It's not a full payment. So there still will be a balance that an individual will be responsible for. So if you do want to assist the person, you can give the money to the person. You can give it to the funeral home. You can write the check out to the funeral home, you know, and we can line item it. Because if they do apply for state assistance, we have to show all funding sources. So if, let's say, we got $50 from their aunt, well, we have to put that individual's name on it when we apply for state aid. It doesn't take away the amount of state aid you can get. The state just wants to see what other funding was available and what other assistance they attempted to get before the state steps in to give them money for their funeral.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Life insurance is a promise to pay your beneficiary at your passing, and that promise is only as good as the company that stands behind it. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Your family trusts you, and you can trust State Farm. State Farm has simplified that process. With our agency, you can feel confident and comfortable in turning to us to help you choose the right coverage amount, explain the features and benefits of our policies, and answer questions. But most importantly, to know that we will personally hand deliver the benefit to your family. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Fire up the grill and enjoy unbeatable deals from the Richland Locker. This week, grab boneless pork chops for just $2.48 per pound, or boneless pork roast for $2.28 per pound. Looking for flavor? Their marinated pork chops are just $3.48 a pound. From the deli, don't miss Kretschmer medium roast beef at $12.48 per pound, and sliced mild cheddar cheese for only $5.48. Stop by Richland Locker in downtown Richland Center today, where quality meets value.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store.